Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The All Local on KNX News 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News 97.1 FM, Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station. Good morning, I'm Dick Helton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, high heat and some gusty winds. We're in it now. In-depth team coverage. We begin with our meteorologist at the Weather Channel, Ray Stajic.
That gusty wind coming off the mountain is going to heat us up today. Now, normally we don't get our first 90-degree days downtown till around May 9th. Haven't had one yet this year. Yesterday, the hottest so far at 88. Today, we'll be well into the 90s. Some mid and upper 90s, probably staying in the 80s along the coastal areas. Into the inland valleys, the best chance of seeing some triple-digit heat. Heat advisory will stay in place. That little extra punch in the arm that reminds us that it's hot and it's dangerously hot, and it will continue tomorrow. Temperatures might come down just a little bit by Saturday and a little bit more by Sunday. Dick, Vicki?
Part of that heat danger, of course, fire. Let's get the latest on that part of the story as we check in with our John Barrett.
Well, out of the frying pan and into the fire, and we're only 1 week into April. Triple-digit heat always raises worries about flames coming down hillsides, especially when we get the Santa Ana winds blowing through, even moderate winds. L.A. City Fire Captain Eric Scott says that combination always raises concerns.
That's where you could see wildfire activity becoming more possible, but National Weather Service is not going to issue a red flag warning because of the green vegetation.
And that's the one positive sign right now. A lot of the grasses are still green for the time being, so we don't have that bone-dry brush just yet that often fuels the fire. Reporting live in Reseda, John Baird, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Gas prices still dipping locally. We have had the highest prices in the nation. Now we're down to about $5.92 on average. Phil Flynn is with the Price Futures Group. He's an oil industry analyst, and he says prices may start going up again.
I think that we're going to see a record-breaking summer driving season for gasoline prices, and I think we're going to look back at this little price break as just a short-term relief in what will be a very expensive summer.
He says the president's decision to release oil from the strategic reserve can only go so far.
You know, you get a little short-term relief at the pump because we drive down the cost of oil for a while. But then what happens is that we don't get a demand response and people start to drive more.
So we talked about the average for L.A. County is now 592. In Orange County, it's always been a little bit less. They're looking at 587.
Air quality regulators say damaged equipment forced the operators of the Torrance refinery to conduct that three-day unplanned flaring last week. Pollutants were rerouted to the flares to be combusted while the equipment was being addressed. The Daily Breeze says several on-site inspections have been conducted by the South Coast Air Quality Management District. Last week's incident, the second in less than a month, in early March, there were 7 days of unplanned flaring.
Well, there was a time when truckers were headed to D.C. Now they're headed from D.C. back to Los Angeles. About 100 trucks caused traffic delays in D.C. last month as they protested against COVID mandates. Group now making its way back west where they originated. Those still joining will convene on Sunday for a rally at Grand Park in downtown Los Angeles.
So the judge that is considering whether to deny a legal challenge against LAUSD is going to give himself a bit more time to think about it. The challenge was brought by the father of a student who attends a Science Academy STEM magnet school. The claim is LAUSD is not authorized to issue vax orders, only the state is. So LAUSD's vaccine mandate violates the state education code. The judge initially said he's inclined to deny the challenge, but did agree to consider it a bit more after the hearing yesterday.
The L.A. County Sheriff, Alex Villanueva, trying to look into who leaked a use of force video, and a First Amendment expert is weighing in on that investigation.
A lawyer who specializes in First Amendment and public records cases, Carl Olson, says it sends a really troubling message.
That he's doing an investigation of someone who may have leaked something, you know, rather than trying to prosecute either, you know, the inmate for what he may have done to the officer, or the officer for what he may have done to the inmate.
He noted parallels between what happened in this case and that of George Floyd.
For him to be, you know, investigating somebody for allegedly leaking something, I mean, that's really barking up the wrong tree.
Security video of the incident from last year was provided to the LA Times. It shows a deputy being punched in the face by an inmate who is taken to the ground and put in handcuffs. According to the Times, the deputy knelt on the inmate's head for several minutes even after he was cuffed. The sheriff's department issued a statement saying it is still an active case. It's not supposed to see the light of day until the investigation is concluded. Margaret Carrero, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
A woman who lashed out at a boy riding a bike on a sidewalk in Santa Ana has been charged with battery. Happened Sunday evening, the 12-year-old wearing a GoPro and captured Susan Garcia pushing him off to the side.
Get the hell off the sidewalk now.
Excuse me?
Get off the sidewalk.
Please don't touch me. Why'd you just hit me?
Want me to hit you again?
So again, she'd been charged with battery. The boy's family outraged, says it's not their first run-in with her. They hope it'll be the last.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps. And on our website at knxnews.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.